Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
All right, holiday magic is about to commence. It's three parts you're about to hear of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza, featuring yours truly, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model is even going to sing for you. Stick around. It is happening right now on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Okay, gather up all the misfits, put them in my big red sack, and we'll click our heels and say, there's no place like Scuba Radio. There's no place like Scuba Radio or just plain radio or World of Boating. Yep.
There's no place like Scuba Radio. There's no place like Scuba Radio or just plain radio
or World of Boating. Wait, hold on. Who's that?
Drunken Santa?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Is your name Drunken Santa?
What do you think? How many people do you think are dressed like I am?
I've got something for you.
Look, I swear I thought she was 18.
What?
I ID'd her.
What? No. Look, it's just a letter.
A letter? What the Michael J. Fox is a letter?
It's a written form of communication. Jumping, worn out time travel storyline. What is that smell?
Look, we're just getting ready to click our heels and stuff. And who are you?
Western Union. Say, a bunch of us at the office were hoping that you could shed a little light on this letter. You see, we've had this envelope in our possession for the past 40 years. It was given to us with the explicit instructions that it be delivered to a man of your description, answering to the name of Drunken Santa, at this exact location, the island of Misfit Toys, at this exact time, December 15th, 2012. We had a little bet to see if this Drunken Santa would actually be here. Looks like I lost again. Damn it.
What? What's that?
What does it look like?
A gun?
No, you besotted poor excuse for Yuletide cheer. It's a gun! This is one bet I'm not going to lose.
You're going to kill me over a bet?
It's really just a pen. Here you go. Sign here. And here. And here.
Okay.
And here. Initial there.
God.
And there. And now I just need a thumbprint. And let me swab the inside of your mouth. There we go. All done.
Did you say you had this for 40 years?
That's right. 40 years, 7 hours, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds to be exact.
It looks like someone taped this together. Hey, did you open this? It's from Greg the Dive Master. Dear Drunken Santa,
if my calculations are correct, you'll receive this letter just minutes before Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model took her top off in the studio, which caused Bill, Bob, James, Captain Patrick, and the Miami Dolphins offensive line to collapse onto the control board at the same time. This caused a rift in the space-time continuum, and I winked out of existence. But please, let me assure you that I am alive and well in the year 1974, where I'm now 11 years old and living in Cincinnati, Ohio. Guess what, Drunken Santa? I am training to be a professional figure skater, and my family tells me that I'm sure to make the 1980 Olympic team. I really wanted to play hockey, but they told me that the USA would just get clobbered by the Russians and wouldn't win any medals, so I'm a figure skater instead.
Whoa! Wait, Drunken Santa, what's this all about?
He's alive! Greg's alive! He's in the past, future, time, space, incontinence thingy. He's a figure skater in Ohio, but he's alive!
Wait a minute, Drunken Santa. You need help? Or a drink, perhaps?
Normally I'd say yes, but there's only one person that can help me. The mermaid puppet.
you rang?
Mermaid Puppet, we have a problem. Greg is living in the past.
We already knew that.
No, not that way, you throw pillow. He's actually in the past. 1974, to be exact.
So?
La-ti-do! Greg is training to be a figure skater. If he succeeds, he won't go into radio.
Thank God!
No, you don't get it. If he doesn't go into radio, there won't be any overboard entertainment, scuba radio, world of boating, and just plain radio. And if those things are never created, then you and I will never be created either. The more time he spends there, the more he'll forget about us, and we'll cease to exist. But even worse, I'm starting to lose my drunken stupor.
That's just flipping great. I just got my tail waxed, too. So, what do we do? Or better yet, what would Brian Boitano do?
We go back to the future past and sabotage Greg's promising Olympic figure skating career so he can spend the best years of his life in the exciting world of syndicated radio.
Whatever! Let's just get this over with so we can get to the studio Christmas party.
The Scuba Radio Players present Drunken Santa Goes Back to the Future Christmas.
We're here.
Where's here?
Cincinnati.
Charming. I didn't know that there was anything that could smell worse than you.
Look, we need to split up and find Greg.
And then what?
We need to convince him that his future isn't in figure skating, but in radio.
Well, where should we start looking?
Well, I would imagine where you would find any healthy, red-blooded American male teenager in 1974.
Behind you.
No, not behind me, you twisted-up dishrag. He'd be at the ice skating rink. I'm sure there's only one in Cincinnati.
Yeah, there is, you Yuletide clod. Behind you, the skating rink.
Hey, look at that. We're actually right outside of one. Let's go inside and see if he's there. I wonder if they have happy hour.
Un-Christmas-believable. How will you spot him?
Easy. We just look for the palest, whitest, most translucent-skinned kid on the ice. That'll be Greg. Or David Bowie.
Do you see him?
Yeah, he's right out there skating with a girl.
Yeah, right.
No, really, there he is. Wow, would you look at him go. He's really good. He's like that white Russian guy. Mikhail Barry Manilow on ice. Why, he could really make the Olympics.
Snap out of it, you Christmas cookie. We're on a mission. What's your plan?
Well, he's skating over to that guy. That must be his coach. I'll have to take him out.
What? Like on a date? Keep it in your pants, would you? We don't have time for that.
No, not a date, you little maiden China doll. I mean, take him out, make him disappear, give him the old merry heave ho ho ho. Then I'll slip in as Greg's coach and ruin his chances of making the Olympic team.
How are you going to get him away from Greg?
Easy. You go up to him, invite him over to the alley for a hand puppet job, and then knock him out or something. Hey, where'd she go? Oh, man, she's already getting him outside. Now's my chance.
Hiya, stud. Come here often.
Hey, kid, you're really good.
Thank you, sir. Why are you dressed like Santa Claus?
Yeah, no real reason. Say, you have a coach?
No.
No, huh? Well, who is that guy you were talking to?
Oh, you mean Father Timmy. He's our parish priest.
Priest? Oh, shiatsu massage. Well, look, kid, I'm a professional coach, and I'd like to train you for the 1980 Olympics.
Really? That would be super neato keen. But I need to train with my friend Kelly. She's from Brazil, but she skates like she's from somewhere in South America.
Sure, no problem, kid. I'd like to meet her.
Kelly, come here and meet our new coach. Say, what's your name?
I'm Coach Rosenpenis. Oh, my God. It's a pre-pubescent Kelly.
What?
What?
Nice to meet you, Coach Rosenpenis. So sorry I'm out of breath. When I skate, Greggy tells me I need to take deep breath, big breath. But sometimes I don't have the best strength to breathe after we skate the breath off the rink.
Nice ass. accent you have there, young lady.
Why, thank you, Coach Rosenpenis. That's a very interesting name you have. Does it mean anything?
It sure does. I'll tell you in 10 years, if I'm not in prison.
Coach Rosenpenis, the Junior Olympic trials are in 3 days. The only chance we have of making the 1980 Olympic team is to qualify now. Can you have us ready by then?
You bet your Christmas balls I can. Good thing I brought this copy of The Dummy's Guide to Coaching Olympic Ice Skaters with me, as well as this copy of the Sports Almanac that covers every winning sports team from 1970 to, well, where I come from. But let's get started, you two.
More coming up from the Scuba Radio Players.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not under the tree. For me, I've been another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree, this is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I show, cause Scuba Radio, hey, Scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
Let's go. It's called moonwalking. Do it. Do it. Yeah, that's it. You're getting it. Do that dirty dancing thing. Work it. Sweat it out. That's it. And kick. Ride the pony! You're getting it, yeah! Madonna! Lady Gaga!
Wow, that was the best 3-day training video montage I have ever seen!
Gee, Willikers, I can't believe that we're here at the Olympic Trials. Are you sure these costumes are okay?
Trust me, kid. This Star Wars theme will wow the judges. In 3 years, it'll be all the rage.
Hey, drunken numbnuts! What happened to our plan?
Ah, the heck with the plan. Greg and Kelly are really good, and I'm going to be an Olympic coach.
Not if I can help it, you're not. Hey, Kelly, come here. I've got something for you.
Is it a letter from Greggy?
What? No, it's a carton of good old made-in-the-USA hormone-laced milk. Drink up.
Thank you. I'm very thirsty. Glug. Glug. Oh, no. What happened to my breasts? They are so big. Now I feel like I'm going to fall over. Greggy, look.
Golly gee, Kelly. What are those?
My breasts?
Holy Obi-Wan Kenobi. You can't skate with those. You're bursting out of your Princess Leia costume.
I know. I guess I will have tomorrow a swimwear now.
Coach Rosenpenis, look at Kelly. What will we do now?
Oh, holy double D disaster.
I can still skate.
Look here, Kelly.
What are you doing for this baseball bat, mermaid puppet?
Trust me, this is for your own good.
Ow! My breast. I can't skate. Who'll skate with Granny?
I will. I'll be his doubles partner.
You? You can skate?
You bet your Christmas sack I can. I know my way around. The rink.
Okay, Greg, the mermaid puppet will be your partner. Now get out there and skate. I'll tell the judges there's been a change. Say, mermaid puppet, what name do you want to use?
Tanya Kerrigan.
Wow, really?
Well, it can't be too soon, because it ain't happened yet, right?
Any last words of advice, Coach Rosenpenis?
Yeah. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen and stuff, and, you know, all you have to do is get in touch with it, and you don't actually touch it or let it touch you. Never cross the streams. And stop thinking, let things happen, and, you know, be the ice.
Be the ice? What the H-E double hockey sticks does that mean?
You know, be the ice. Ice, ice, baby. Ding, 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 ding.
Is that all?
No. Two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left. Now get out there and win a medal made out of 92.5% silver and covered in 6 grams of gold.
The next skaters are Gregory Holt and Tanya Kerrigan. Gregory and Tanya, would you please come onto the ice?
Hey folks, Cotton McKnight and Buck Laughlin here, and we are coming to you from the Mayflower Skating Center in Cincinnati, Ohio, live on the Ocho Tres, as we broadcast the Northeast Division Southwestern Regional Junior Olympic Pairs Figure Skating Championships.
Say, Cotton, question that's always bothered me, for a lot of people, Mayflower combined with Cincinnati, a no-brainer, right? Because this is where the Mayflower landed. Not so. Turns out Columbus actually set foot somewhere down in the West Indies. Little known fact.
Okay, first on the ice are the new kids on the block.
Oh, really? I love that group.
Too soon, Buck. I met Greg and Tanya. Am I nuts, Buck, or is something wrong with Tanya's feet? Foot?
I've never thought I'd find myself saying this, but you're right. You know, Cotton, the last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it.
She's got one foot. She's on one skate. Man, go get him, gal.
Now tell me, Cotton, which one of these skaters would you want to have as a wide receiver on your football team?
Greg and Tanya are performing mirrored skating right now, and Greg throws Tanya into a triple Lindy, and oh my, Tanya has lost her top.
Actually, Cotton, she's got it over Greg's eyes.
Yes, indeed, Buck. That's not something you see every day in the Junior Olympics, that's for sure. Unless they're being held in Thailand or Arkansas.
Well, he will not be able to see very well, Cotton. It looks like, yep, the judges have disqualified them. What a shame. The way Greg was skating, he was a sure bet to win. And that would have qualified them both for the 1980 Olympics.
In 1974? Really?
Just go with it, Cotton.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been to the Great Wall of China. I have seen the pyramids of Egypt. I've even witnessed a grown man satisfy a camel. But never in all my years as a sportscaster have I witnessed something as improbable, as impossible, as what we've witnessed here today.
Will that be the puppet skating on one skate, or the puppet taking her top off?
Yes, Buck, it was a menage a trois trifecta. As for the emotions young Gregory Holt is experiencing, all I can say is this is what it would feel like if Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania ever had a nuclear meltdown.
I'm so sorry, Coach Rosenpenis. Now I'll never make the Olympics.
kid. He never wanted you to make the Olympics. Drunken Santa, it's time you tell Greg why we're really here.
But he can't know the future. If he does, then that may alter...
Shut up, Santa Weenie! Look, kid, it's like this. Coach Rosenpenis is really Drunken Santa, and he ordered me to do a code yellow snow on Kelly so that you would give up this idiotic dream of figure skating and go into broadcast radio.
Code yellow snow? What's that?
Nothing, kid. The puppet's delusional. I did no such thing.
I want the truth, Coach Rosenpenis. What happened to Kelly?
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has mediocre radio, and that radio is done by talentless hacks with funny names. Who's going to do great radio? Me? You? Mermaid Puppet? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You bawl for Kelly while staring at her breasts. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Kelly's breasts probably save radio. And my existence, while ridiculous and nonsensical to you, saved radio. You don't want the truth because deep down, in places you don't talk about, while hiding under your sheets having staff meetings late at night, you'll want me on the air. You'll need me on the air. I use words like vodka, bourbon, tequila. I use these words as a backbone of a life spent wasting away in Margaritaville. Yeah, you know what? Just screw it. Wait for the movie.
Did you order the code yellow snow on Kelly?
I did the job I had.
Did you order the code yellow?
You betcha, Luke Skywalker unitard, I did.
But why?
Because, Greg, the mermaid puppet's telling the truth. We are from the future, and we're trying to set things right.
What? The future?
Ooh, a cliffhanger. More coming up from the Scuba Radio Player.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Happened here on the show today, but man, this Christmas crap extravaganza play has me on the edge of my seat. That could just be hemorrhoids. I don't know.
I might get a Grammy for this.
You think? I got to admit, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is carrying this play so far. We still have part three to finish up here, but we had to just chime in. And a comment about what's happened so far. By the way, I didn't realize this entire play was going to be about, what has happened in my past. And it brought me to this point in my life where I host a show called Scuba Radio. But lo and behold, you learn stuff every day.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that it's an honor to work with somebody as visionary and talented as Captain Patrick.
Yeah, okay. I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, but
yeah, I couldn't do what I do without him.
Yeah, he is the one who wrote this crap.
Actually, I don't know if that's really a fair thing to say. He watched movies for an afternoon, sitting at his house drinking bourbon, and just wrote down every time he woke up. He wrote down what they were saying on the screen. Yeah. Mixed it into a script.
There's a term for that. It's called a fromage.
Really?
Where you pay fromage to something.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have to teach you guys
does
this
all the time
because you don't know about cinematography.
Yeah, you're an artiste. I had no idea you had this in you, Drunken Santa. It's impressive.
His performance.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
We went two different ways.
Okay. Well, part three is literally moments away. We will find out how the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza ends up here on our special show today.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's my favorite part.
Well, now.
We could have Kelly sing again if you want.
If you say so. So
I'll give you $100 to not hit that button.
You don't
right
have
now.
$100. You don't have $100. I know you don't have $100.
I'll pass the hat. I'll take a collection.
He's bluffing.
That ain't gonna work. So, WAIA. We apologize in advance once again. But part three of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza is coming up. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
Oh, that is nasty.
What?
You're absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on with Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
With every mouth is that I bite.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Or at least Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God!
And may all your Christmases. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
We now return to the startling conclusion of the Scuba Radio Players' Drunken Santa Goes Back to the Future Christmas.
Okay, so tell me, future drunken Santa, if you're really from the future, who's the president of the United States in 2012? J.J. Walker from Good Times?
Ah, hell. You'd never believe me, kid.
That's right. Next thing you'll be telling me there's no more 8-track tapes. Or the Monkees weren't a real band. And the Partridge Family broke up. And that Canadian progressive rock band Rush is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If they ever create a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, wait, Greg. I can prove it to you. That scar on your arm? I know how that happened. You told me the whole story. It was a freak pencil sharpening accident in Mr. Hand's American History class, but in the future you'll tell everyone it was from a shark bite.
That's right. I did get that in Mr. Hand's class. But how could... Oh, my God! You are from the future.
That's right. So now do all of us, myself, the mermaid puppet, and all your future devoted listeners a favor. Forget all about sports and join the cool kids in the audiovisual club at school and stick with it. You won't be disappointed. And to make sure you get on the right path with Scuba Radio, I invited a very special guest to give you a pep talk.
Who is it?
Jacqueline Bisset.
Who is the holy diver?
Hi, Greg. Look, I just got a script for a movie called The Deep, and I'm studying to be a certified scuba diver. Come with me behind this wall, and I'll show you some of my buddy breathing techniques I've learned.
Gee, thanks, Miss Bisset.
Remember our deal, Drunken Santa. You'll destroy those pictures and make sure that Robert Redford and not Nick Nolte co-star with me, right?
Got it covered, Jackie, baby.
Thanks, Drunken Santa. I know this will be the role that will set me on the path to to superstardom.
Don't hold your breath.
What?
Oh, I just said that's the first rule of scuba diving. Don't hold your breath.
Wow. Buddy breathing is dynamite. I'm going to be a Scooby-Doo diver.
That's scuba, kid.
And I'm going to go into professional radio.
So, Drunken Santa, are we done?
Let me check my iPod. Yep, we're still on all the Scuba Radio's free broadcasts on iTunes. We can return back to the future now.
Are we doing the There's No Place Like Scuba Radio, Just Plain Radio, and World of Boating thing?
Yeah, let's do it. Somewhere in the future, there's a buzz caller my name. Hey, Craig, I need to tell you something. Listen close.
There's no place like Scuba Radio, Just Plain Radio, or World of Boating. There's no place like Scuba Radio, Just Plain Radio, or World of Boating.
What is it, Drunken Santa?
There's no place like Scuba
Radio. Bye.
Just Plain Radio.
Stop.
Or World of Boating. There's no place like Scuba Radio.
Apple.
Just Plain Radio.
Stop.
Or World of Boating.
Wow, we made it.
Yeah, big whoop. Any idea what show we're doing next year?
Yeah, Drunken Santa gets Scrooged.
Really? A Christmas Carol parody?
Yeah, I know. Geez, where is everyone?
They must be in the studio.
I thought this was the studio.
No, you drunken Chris Chronic. This is the bathroom. It's an honest mistake, though.
Let's go. Join the festivities, Mermaid Puppet. I got my drunken stupid back. It is Christmas. It's a Christmas miracle whip. God bourbon us, everyone.
Say, Drunken Santa, what were you telling Greg before we left? You didn't tell him anything about his future, did you?
No, I merely made a suggestion.
Shh. So, what are we waiting for?
Our lines. It seems that Captain Patrick hasn't finished writing the plays, so...
You mean he's writing the ending right now?
Actually, yeah, he's writing the lines we're just now speaking. This is weird. Okay, here we go. What do you mean they kiss?
It's the ending from The Princess Bride. Just do it.
Please? Greg actually paid you to write this?
We and I are not doing this.
Come up with something else or else. Say, what are all these crates of apples doing in the studio?
Okay, here you go.
What the? Seriously? The Sopranos ending?
The Sopranos? What does that mean?
Wow. There you have it. The Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza play. A special thanks to Captain Patrick for writing that monstrosity.
And
that was impressive.
If you were in the theater when this originally aired in 3D, you would have also seen the credits. Captain Patrick voiced Captain Patrick as himself.
Right.
He was also the voice of the Mermaid Puppet and the Western Union Man.
I really like the way he nice sold it with the whole costuming and everything.
You're a regular Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. Or Seth Rogen, maybe.
Yeah. Rogaine.
Yeah.
More of a Shia LaBeouf, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
find
too late.
Find stuff on the internet and copies and pastes.
To apologize in advance, so we apologize, period, for that. But that's what you get for a Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza. A lot of work went into that little production. And, you know, a lot of wasted time.
I would also to say, Greg, although my title is Greg the Producer, my production value on this was to show up and to press the buttons in back time. But Greg created all of the background production elements, recorded it at his house, told his kids and his wife to leave me alone!
Exactly. And if you listen closely, it was recorded in surround sound. So I highly recommend you listening to the Crap Extravaganza Scuba Radio play with headphones.
I had to get semi-sober to prepare for my role.
Yeah, you did.
But Jimmy had actually bent his gender.
I got a semi.
I
wait a minute.
Off a bender, and he went on a bender.
Bender or blender?
Jimmy the Bubble Boy, of course, providing the voice of...
The announcer?
Yeah, he was the announcer.
Yeah.
And he was also Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah, and Bill played me.
Very well, I must say.
And I played myself.
A younger me.
I played with myself.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh,
no,
and he was one of the two play-by-play guys on the Ocho Trace.
Yes.
Patrick was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job done by all. Excellent script, by the way. Nicely.
Yeah, done. It
and,
was.
And I would like to point out, and this is a little back behind-the-scenes stuff.
Uh-huh.
Patrick was beside himself with fury and anger that we weren't going to do that live, but I think, Patrick, at this point, even you will admit, he made it sound pretty good.
Patrick, does it get two fins up from the writer? Because, you know, you have this battle between the writer and
the
production
and the people that don't understand
team.
Jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like The Shining.
That's what we were going for.
The author always hates the director.
Oh, yeah.
What you've done to his vision.
Exactly. So I don't know. Did I represent your twisted vision accordingly on Scuba Radio there, Patrick?
All you did was add some sound.
Yeah, that's. I'm not saying it was a work or anything. Did you like it or not?
Yeah. What took 20 minutes?
You had us doing for 3 hours.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Hey, that was a 3 hour crap extravaganza. Come on. All right. We're sorry.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba. And listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Yes, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, well.
I'll tell you what, there are limits to auto-tune. That's what we've learned this week.
Yep.
There are limits to auto-tune.
Absolutely. And obviously.
I thought Kelly was off-key.
Really? Drunken Santa, you thought Kelly? Well, you know, we did that song with her before auto-tune existed. So, well, Eric, she broke it.
Radio Gold. God bless us, everyone.
I'll tell you what. You know, this has to be one of my favorite shows ever. In the history of doing this show for over 16 years, that was just a fun 2 hours of just total radio nonsense. God bless us.
Mirth.
We are so lucky to be in this.
It's called mirth.
It's called
mirth.
What?
Mirth.
Mirth. Merry mirth. Okay, whatever. Drunk.
M-I-R-T-H. Buy a dictionary on your way home and look it up.
Is Bill the only educated one here?
No. Actually, yeah. But, yeah, you know.
They're usually followed closely by merriment.
People usually have to pay for this kind of quality of masochism.
They're paying with their innocence.
Yeah. You think?
With dignity.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's a greater price, a far greater price we pay, Greg.
Well, I have no doubt that A&E is going to put us on hiatus for a week. After today's broadcast. So this will be the last broadcast of Scuba Radio for 2013.
Thank right? God.
Yeah. And We ended strong.
Why did we have to wear makeup? That's what I'm confused by.
You mean strong like in a smelling sense or?
Well, some of us, that answer is yes.
Yeah. Santa's
you look good, you play good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we do have one more gift to share. Here, who is this from?
Although I don't know why Bill had to show up in baseball stirrups.
I didn't have to.
He just decided to put his legs up in stirrups. I know that. So is this from you, Santa?
Santa has one more trick up his sack.
One more sack of something or something in it. Yeah. Okay. Really. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Santa knows what Greg
this is
likes.
A, alcohol bottle.
Oh, and a bottle of a rum.
Perry Bay.
Wow, that's not Parrot Bay. This is Dolphin. Run.
Wicked Dolphin.
Wicked Dolphin Rum. So it's from Boston, like Boston Dolphin?
Wicked
Dolphin.
Wicked Dolphin.
Yeah.
Squish the fish.
That's kind of cool. So there's a dolphin on the bottle and the whole thing, so we're supposed to drink this or just admire it?
It's made with parts of real Atlantic bottlenose dolphin.
Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say,
it's tuna-free dolphin, though. That's really the important thing.
There's a movie called Black Rum. They did a movie about that, about using dolphin parts, and it was bad.
Well, not to be confused with black buns.
I'll bet there's a porpoise in there somewhere. That's for you, Bill.
Wow. Yeah. Good one, Jimmy.
If you say so, Santa. Because you'd be the only one. Look, we thank you for listening to the show. We have had another record year here at Scuba Radio headquarters, and all the stuff that we presented today, well, we've apologized multiple times, so that'll have to do.
But please hold your letters.
In all honesty, I do appreciate every listener of this show, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know I speak for the entire Scuba Radio crew. We are very fortunate to be able to screw around for 2 hours every Saturday afternoon and do this show week in and week out. And this really has been the best year ever. It just keeps getting bigger and more crazy and just more entertaining for ourselves, if not anyone else. And we do have you to thank for that. And I think I speak for everyone, don't I, Bill?
Well, in this particular case, you do speak for me.
For once.
I would not say that you have blanket
carte blanche
to represent me.
Well, I've signed your signature several times.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they weren't on checks.
Well, no, but they were withdrawals.
Permission slips.
Yeah. Anyway. we're very lucky and very fortunate. And at this time of year, it's a great time to reflect on that. And the thank you, the listener, for putting us in this crazy position.
Why is he getting naked?
Because it's that time of year.
Yeah.
We're here in Florida. It's Christmas. It feels like Christmas outside because it's only like 85.
Yeah. And besides, what are you worried about me getting naked? I'm just uncomfortable where you have your mistletoe attached.
Yeah, it's not for you, Greg.
Yeah, I hope
not. Stop getting excited.
You know,
Jimmy, it's for you.
I haven't heard Kelly's voice since the play, so I don't know where she's at or what she's doing, but
Greggy, you are so right.
If you say so, yeah.
What was my character's name in the movie?
It was
Coach Rosenpenis. Does that mean something?
I'll tell you later.
All right.
He
once
needs to
again,
see a doctor.
This is our last broadcast of the year. Yeah, and possibly the year after that. So, but we do thank you. We want you to make the best of the season. Give the gift of scuba. Give the gift of scuba. We got to, you know, how much, why are you beating yourself up at the mall, right? Go into your local dive center. Anyone near you on any place on the planet will write you up a little certificate, and you can make someone your new dive buddy, or you can do some continuing education, and you'll brighten someone's life and might just change it. Who knows? They might end up doing a goofy little radio show about diving someday.
Introduce someone new to scuba. That should be our resolution for 2014.
Pass it on.
Someone new to scuba.
And stop them from figure skating at all costs.
Yes. Well, you got that too. You know, you never know what life's going to send your way. And thank God I got these friends here at the show to keep me on the right track. And they have a time machine, evidently, too. All right. Well, that'll do it for this big edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Downward.
Good day, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Watch how we all be looking at me and looking at what I see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.